Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here on this Tuesday morning. We're still following, of course, the weather. We talked a bit about this off the start of the show. We've got some conditions rolling through the province that could bring thundershowers, strong winds, conditions favorable for a tornado or possibly hail, especially in the southeast part of the province. Into the evening tonight, our news team is continuing to follow this, working with Environment Canada, and will continue to keep you posted there. Well, I'm pretty excited about my next guest who's joining me in studio. Pleased to welcome Michael Greyeyes to the show today ahead of what is a keynote discussion at the Royal Sask Museum tonight. Michael is a member of Muskeg Lake Cree Nation, widely recognized for his incredible work as an actor, a writer, a choreographer, and a director over a career that has spanned more than three decades. And he's got all kinds of acclaimed film and television projects to his name. We'll talk about a few of those. Tonight, his keynote is called We Will Write Our Way Out of This, 7 o'clock at the Royal Sask Museum. We'll talk a bit more about that. Very happy to have actor Michael Greyeyes joining me. Michael, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Evan.
Great to have you here. So you, how long have you been acting? Like, when did you, what's your earliest memory of acting?
You know, it's funny. I've become a professional actor since 1993. Mm-hmm. But in a way, I've joked with my family and friends, I've been an actor a lot longer than that. As you know, I left Saskatchewan when mm-hmm. I was 10 years old, and my family traveled east to Toronto, where I became a student at the National Ballet School.
Right.
And I remember when I was training there, I had 10 years of training. And I joked a few years ago, I said, I would always tell people, I'm not actually a dancer. I'm actually an actor involved in a 10-year durational performance piece where I play a dancer.
and you've done a good job convincing them, obviously, of
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. So, you know, your career has taken lots of different turns. You've done a number of different things, including some of the projects. What are some of the highlights that you consider from your career?
You know, obviously my dance career, dancing with the National Ballet of Canada, yeah. was a tremendous starting place. Dancing in New York City, where, you know, which is where I met my wife. But I think the work that means the most to me is the work in which I connected with my culture, with my own history. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, we were commissioned to present an opera, a dance opera at Luminato Festival in Toronto. And it was called Bearing. And it was about my family. It was about my own history with Indian residential school. Both my parents went to those schools, and it was a chance for me as an artist, as an Indigenous person, to speak to the larger idea of what this meant to our country, what it meant to us.
You do a very good job of using the platform that you have to tell stories, to bring it to mainstream conversation. Has this always been something that's been a priority, or are you someone that you've found in your life's journey this has become more important to you, to understand the culture and talk about it in mainstream opportunities?
I think it's grown.
Yeah.
I think it's grown for me. I remember when I was a student at the ballet school, you know, we were focused on ballet, on improving ourselves. And when I joined the company and we'd tour across Canada, you know, a lot of the ballets are beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. But the stories weren't necessarily connecting with me. You know, there I was in a powdered wig and, you know, buckled shoes, and we were telling Swan Lake, and it's a timeless story. It's a good story, but it didn't really speak to me specifically. And so then I started to choreograph my own work. I started to really connect who I was just as a person with the kind of stories I wanted to tell. And it naturally led me back to my culture.
Mm, I love that. We're chatting today with Michael Greyeyes, who is originally from Muskeg Lake Cree Nation. He's an actor, a writer, a choreographer, a dancer, a director. You know, I always enjoy asking professionals like yourself this question. Of all of those things you do, I just listed off about six things. Is there one that captures your heart the most? Is it the dancing? Is it the acting? Is it the writing? What would it be?
It's a bit like asking, which is your favorite pie?
I thought you were going to say child. Which is your favorite child?
No, I'm a foodie. So
okay, your favorite pie. Okay.
You know, it's like I love blueberry pie.
Yeah.
But man, do I love apple pie. So it's hard to tell. In the past few years, I've directed more.
Okay.
So I've been a director. I ran Signal Theater for a decade in which we produced a lot of really important work. Bearing was one of those
works.
Yes,
yeah.
I direct on Acting Good. I'm the establishing director.
I was going to say, I know that you're the director of that show, which I just saw an episode again the other day on APTN.
And, you know, directing to me right now is something that asks so much of me. It asks me to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
It asks me to present a vision. It asks me to work in a granular level. Like, do you want her to wear the dark shoes or the light shoes? You know, like
you're right.
There's always a choice, yeah. And the choice helps the story. It helps tell the better story.
Part of your signature on the storytelling as well.
I think so. I think I'm detail oriented. That comes out of dance. But right now, directing seems to ask the most of me.
Mm.
And it's a challenge. It's a tremendous challenge because A, we never have enough time. We never have enough money, but you must get it over the finish line.
Right.
And I'm excited by that challenge.
Part of one of the many things that I love about the show that we do every day is we get an opportunity to highlight some of the best to come from Saskatchewan. And we talk about challenge. We talk about all of that. But, you know, I think about Kim Coates, who is a well-known actor from Saskatoon. You, a well-known actor from Saskatoon. You both were part of The Walking Dead. Because I'm seeing there must be some fans of The Walking Dead this morning when I teased that you were on the show later. Yeah. Instantly, I had people saying, oh my gosh, The Walking Dead guy. So, I mean, it's the ability to be from Saskatchewan but still involved at that world-class stage in the arts is impressive, and you are a good example of someone who's found a way to do that.
Thank you. You know, I was part of the show Fear the Walking Dead for a season. We filmed it in Mexico. But I'll tell you, wherever I go in the world, and I've done some really interesting work,
mm-hmm.
You know, Woman Walks Ahead, Blood Quantum, you know, I won the Canadian Screen Award for that. I get recognized more often from Fear the Walking Dead than all the other shows put together.
Do you know Kim Coates, by the way?
No, I've never,
never met him. Yeah, because he's, I mean, you both have worked on so many projects. It's always amazing that, you know, your paths haven't crossed being two great Saskatchewan products. But you often, you know, if you talk with, I'm thinking about conversations you might have with community groups or youth, you get the sense that that there are a lot of young up-and-coming actors in this province who just need to see that it is possible to be able to make that step to the, whether it's the big stage, the big screen, the ballet, the dance floor, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I think there is. First of all, you know, coming from the prairies is a foundational part of who I am, right? Like the way we look at the world, the way we look at the world around us, I think that's bred into us. Like we experience it by being out here. But when I look at young people, when I look at actors, and I was an educator for, you know, almost 14 years, I was a professor at York University in Toronto. I look at the hunger in our youth, the hunger to prove themselves, the desire to tell stories, the desires to better themselves. And I'm grateful that I'm in a position, first of all, as an educator to them, and then also as somebody who simply practices the work, to be able to say, you know, who you are, where you come from is the essential part of why your voice will be valuable. I think that resonates with people.
For sure it would. Michael Greyeyes is my guest, originally from Muskeg Lake Cree Nation. I'm assuming you still have family. Muskeg Lake?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a lot of family. Most of my cousins, though, are spread out. Edmonton, Regina, Saskatoon, all over. Sweetgrass.
Right. So, you know, when you have the opportunity to hit the world stage like you do, you mentioned this a little bit earlier in one of your answers. We talk about reconciliation often. And it's been a part of Canadian conversation, I would say more prominently over the last decade or so. I've heard it suggested many times that through the arts is actually one of the best ways, the most impactful ways to have those conversations. It's not like you're going to, you know, a conference and you're sitting in on a lecture. You're enjoying some form of art. And whether you realize it or not, you're being educated. Would you agree with that?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. You know, when I got my theater degree, I had a great professor who talked about Roman theater. And I'm like, okay, here we are. What is this? And she came up with this, she taught us this term, dulce et utile, sweet and useful. And she said, the Roman comedies that they created at the time were all about Roman society and about all the problems and challenges that Romans faced. But because they were housed inside comedy, they were an easy pill to swallow. So you know that term.
Sure.
You know, it's like it's easier to accept a story that entertains you, and in it, it's a Trojan horse. Like there's a there's a message, there's an idea that can change you. And to me, that is like that is the basis of arts.
There's a lot. I mean, it's such a brilliant point because there's lots of shows. If you think back over the years, some of the you know the most enjoyed sitcoms had hidden social messages, or maybe even not so hidden in them. They would deal with racism, or you know, a whole bunch of you know poverty. Those types of things would be captured within the show. And it's a brilliant way to look at it, for sure. Let's talk now, Michael, about you've got this event happening at the Royal Saskatchewan Museum tonight. It's 7 o'clock. You're providing a keynote discussion. Tell us more about We Will Write Our Way Out of This, and write is spelled W-R-I-T-E.
Yes. And I think you can, you know, my wife asked me, write like as in writing, or write as in like to fix a ship, like to write a ship?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, it's a bit of both. I'm really interested in politics. I'm really interested in the world around me. And if you've been even a casual observer, there's a lot of problems around us. Bombs are being dropped as you and I speak here, you know, on this beautiful day. There are people being taken. There are riots. I mean, the AI bubble is about to burst.
Like we're just talking about that this morning on the show.
We are in a perilous place. And when I mention it to my friends and family and colleagues, they're like, oh, it's so bad. I can't even look at the news anymore. And I worry about that. And so I say, actually, it's now that we need to give it our greatest attention. And my answer is creativity, relentless creativity. If there's destruction around us, we must make, we must build. And that is that's the thesis to the keynote I'm delivering tonight. And, I hope people get a chance to hear it.
Yeah. It is going to be a great one. I know, tickets are scarce. There are still some available. You can go to the website, royalsaskmuseum.ca. We're literally talking about a handful of tickets left, but it's a 7 o'clock start. And I wish you all the best there tonight. So good luck with that. But moreover, just let me say, it seems weird for me to say congrats on such a great career 30 years into your career. But I feel like in many ways, you've got lots left in front of you. Have you got any projects that you're working on right now or things on the horizon that you can tell us about?
Yes. I've started a new production company here in Saskatchewan because I'm interested in rebuilding our film and TV infrastructure. And so I have a feature film that is in development that I'd like to film in southern Saskatchewan. I'm working on bringing a series, a new television series to the province. And of course, I'm continuing to work on shows like Acting Good. We're filming our fifth and final season in Winnipeg. And then I have a show coming out on CBC next year called Cold Country. And I'm very excited about that. It's a mini series.
Lots of great stuff. Well, this is your first visit on this show, but I hope it won't be your last, Michael. I would love to have you back. Thank you so much for your time and good luck with your keynote tonight.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Michael Greyeyes, actor, dancer, writer, choreographer, director, again, originally from Muskeg Lake Cree Nation, Saskatchewan resident once again, although he went to get his formal education outside of the province, lived outside of the province for a while. But again, another great example of the talent that we have here in Saskatchewan and lots of exciting things to come from this young professional. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.